ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 228. மிருத்கார்ய பூதோபி மிருதோ ந மிர்பின்னஹ கும்போஸ்தி சர்வத்ர து மிருத்ஸ்வரூபாத் ந கும்பரூபம் ப்ருதகஸ்தி கும்பஹ குதோ மிருஷா கல்பித நாம மாத்ரஹ. சோ தி பஞ்ச கோஷ விலக்ஷண ஆத்மா தட் ஹஸ் பீன் பாயிண்டட் அவுட் அண்ட் நவ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் பீயிங் டாக்ட் அபவுட் அண்ட் லேட்டர் தி ஆத்ம பிரம்ம ஐக்கியம் தட் பி டாக்ட் அபவுட். This is the development. This is what we mentioned earlier also. So this is how Acharya is developing. And Brahman is introduced by Shankaracharya as the Jagat Karana, the cause for the universe. So in the Shastras, two types of definitions are talked about. One is called Swarupa Lakshanam and the other one is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Swarupa Lakshanam and Tatastha Lakshanam. And Swarupa Lakshanam is direct definition, like talking about a person in terms of his own characteristics, like his weight, his height, his complexion, those kinds of things. And Tatastha Lakshanam is an indirect definition where the person is not directly talked about, but through an outside entity or through a particular relationship. For example, when I say Rama has got such and such a characteristic, it is Swarupa Lakshanam. But when I say Rama is the son of Dasharatha, it is Tatastha Lakshanam. Through Dasharatha, I talk about Rama, Tatastha Lakshanam. So Dasharatha is not an intrinsic part of Rama, and definition through an intrinsic feature is Swarupa Lakshanam, and definition through an extrinsic feature is Tatastha Lakshanam. Now, Shankaracharya, he gives both the definitions for Brahman. First, he gave the intrinsic definition we saw earlier. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahman. This is Swarupa Lakshanam, which was given in Shloka 225. And now, the Acharya gives the Tatastha Lakshanam, defining Brahman through the world, which is not an intrinsic part of Brahman. So this is an indirect definition. And what is the relationship between the world and Brahman? The relationship between world and Brahman. And Shankaracharya says, Brahman is Karanam and the world is Karyam. Some of these things we have seen earlier. I am just only recapping them. Therefore, the Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam is Swarupa Lakshanam, and this Tatastha Lakshanam will not permanently remain because the Tatastha Lakshanam is given through an extrinsic feature. And only as long as the extrinsic feature is there, this status will be valid. For example, Jagat Karanam, that status is valid how long? As long as the world is there. Once you negate the world, Brahman cannot be called the Karanam also, because Karya Drishtya Karanatvam and Karya Nishede Karanam na Nashayati. Karanatva status eva, that alone goes away. So Karya Nishede, by negating the Karyam, Karanam na Nashayati, Karanam does not go away, but Karanatva status, that alone goes away. Then what will be Brahman? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. So, Swarupa Lakshanam does not depend on external features, whereas Tatastha Lakshanam depends on them. Okay, of these two definitions, we always start with Tatastha Lakshanam only, even though Swarupa Lakshanam is more important. For analysis, we start always with the Tatastha Lakshanam only. That is why in all scriptures, Brahman is defined as Jagat Karanam. In the Bhagavad Gita also, in the 7th chapter, Krishna begins the definition of Lord, and the definition is I am the cause of the whole creation. And in the Brahma Sutra also, Vyasacharya defines Brahman as Janmadhyasyayataha. That is how he starts. And again in Srimad Bhagavatam also, the first Dhyana Shloka is Janmadhyasya Yatonvayaditarataha Charteshvabhijnaswarat Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye Mukhyanti Yatsurayaha. Again there also Janmadhyasya Yataha. Same Brahma Sutra definition is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam also. So what do we generally think? Brahma Sutras are Jnana Marga. They talk about Jnanam. Whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhakti Grantha. That's what we think. Vyasacharya, who is the author for both, he says Bhakti and Jnanam are ultimately the same. There can be no true Bhakti without Jnanam. Actually, that is an aside topic, as Swamiji says. But we just need to understand that even though all the Srimad Bhagavatam and all those Granthas are mostly considered Bhakti Granthas, they are talking about Jnanam only, ultimately. So what we say here is, Brahman is Jagat Karana. And what is the benefit of this definition? Why should we say like this? The benefit is, once I know Brahman is Karanam and the world is Karyam, the effect, then I reduce two substances into one substance and a property. Before I thought clay is one substance and pot is another. Thus, in my mind, there was a misconception that they both are two separate substances. But by saying that they are Karanam and Karyam, I reduce the two into one substance, namely the clay or mrit. Then what happens to the pot? The ghata, pot which enjoyed the substance status, is now reduced to what? A mere form belonging to clay. And form is only a property or akara and not a substance. Similarly, when we start with the scriptures introduce the Lord. And what is our idea of Bhagavan? Bhagavan is a substance or a person sitting up. So, how many things are there? Two. Namely, the Bhagavan and the Jagat. World. And since Bhagavan is taken to be a substance, therefore he has to have a location. And so, we invent a Vaikuntha or a Kailasa or a Satyaloka, some place to accommodate that Bhagavan. Why? Because that world has taken this place. And so, poor Bhagavan has to find some other place. So, we have to give him an accommodation in any of those places, like Kailasa or Vaikuntha or any of those places. This is called Dvaita Siddhanta. So, when that means the Bhagavan is separate, I am separate. That's what we say. And after teaching more and more, we say Bhagavan is Karanam and the world is Karyam. And therefore, world is a form of the Lord only. Just as the pot is a form of the clay. Therefore, Bhagavan is a substance and the world becomes a property of Bhagavan. So, where is Bhagavan located now? If world is a property of Bhagavan, the property and the substance cannot be physically away. And so the Lord should be here and now. And all these that I see are all nothing but Nana Varna Akriti Nicha. This is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. So we have come to Vishishta Advaitam now. From Dvaitam, we have now come to Vishishta Advaitam. For two substances, the Dvaita state, to one substance and a property. So from two substances, the world and the Lord, to one substance and a property, that is the transition. And what is the substance and the property? Bhagavan is the only substance and the world is the property. This is called propertied substance, maybe we can call it. So Vishishta Advaitam, qualified non-dual, this is called. That means there is only one substance, all others are qualities. Visheshanam, one, the world, and the other is Visheshyam. So Visheshanam is one and Visheshyam is the other. This is the second stage. Now we have come to Vishishta Advaitam. Then what is the next stage? It looks this itself is enough, because mostly Vishishta Advaitam is enough for all practical purposes. In fact, this is enough for all practical purposes. In fact, we tell people that remain in Visishtadvaitam for a long time. That itself will solve majority of your problems. Because I am also what? A property of Bhagavan. And who is there? Bhagavan alone is there. So this is enough to solve most of the problems. But only one more stage is there to solve many deeper technical problems. And what is that? In the second stage, we say there are only Brahman, the substance, and the world, the property, or Namarupa, Visishtadvaitam. But what we say is that the scriptures reveal that Brahman is Nirgunam. That is what the scriptures say. That is the technical problem. If Brahman is Nirgunam, how can world be a property of Brahman? And therefore, in the third stage we say, world is not even a property of Brahman, and world is a superimposition on Brahman. In Sanskrit we call it Adhyasaha. So the world goes through now three stages. First as a substance, and next it is reduced to a property, and finally it is reduced to a superimposition. In the substance stage, we are Dvaitins. In the property stage, we are all Visishtadvaitins. And in the superimposition stage, we are Advaitins. This is the basic difference told in a nutshell among the three different approaches. And this, what is the final stage now? There is only Brahman and the world is nothing but a Kalpana. In Sanskrit, substance is called Dravyam, property is called Guna, and superimposition is called Adhyasa. So the world should be changed from Dravya to Guna to Adhyasa. And the example we gave is that what? Pot and the clay. And now if you look at this shloka, Mrutkarya bhutopi mrudona bhinnaha kumbosti sarvatratu mrutswarupat na kumbarupam pradagasti kumbaha kuto mrisha kalpita nama matraha. Actually, we can see the beauty clearly. We already saw the meaning of that in the last webinar itself. The kumbha, the pot, doesn't exist at all. Then what is pot? Pot is only a kalpita nama rupa matraha. When you say nama matra, it is property. Kalpita nama matra, it has been made into a superimposed property. All are very, very beautiful shlokas. So the author has to extend this to the world also now. So we will read actually in the next shloka where the author is going to discuss those things. Shloka 229. Kena api mridbinnataya swarupam ghatasya sandarshayitum na shakyate atho ghatak kalpita eva mohat mrideva satyam paramartha bhutam. So the corollary of the previous shloka that is given here in this shloka. Kena api ghatasya swarupam sandarshayitum na shakyate. Ghatasya swarupam, the substantiality of pot. Kena api darshayitum na shakyate. No one can establish. Because if one says pot is the substance, then I will ask the question, what is the weight of the pot? And if you tell me the weight of the pot, I will ask the question, what is the weight of the clay? And if you say clay and pot have two separate weights, then after the production of the pot, the weight of the pot should have increased. In fact, it should have become doubled. If it happens, what is the advantage? If it really happens, when you make ornaments, you give 10 gram of gold. And when you get the ornament, it will be 20 grams of gold. It never happens. Why? Because bangle has no weight, since it's only a nama matram. So world is not a substance, and that is why from this the religious and the philosophical values also we can extend from here. What is non-substantial, that don't lean upon them. In practical terms, that is, Bhagavan alone is the substance. World is non-substance. From this, what is the practical lesson? Lean on the substance alone, never lean upon the non-substantial world. Remove the dependency on the world. Swamiji gives actually the example of a cardboard chair, which can be useful. You know, you make a cardboard chair that can be useful during, perhaps now Navaratri is coming. You can use it for Navaratri. One can decorate it so very well and keep a doll on that and put it in a kolu and all. But it can never be used to sit on. Similarly, if one depends on anyone other than anyone other than the Bhagavan, one becomes a samsari. That is what Krishna called in the Gita in the 8th chapter. Mamu petya punarjanmam dukkalayam ashashvatam napnumanti mahatmanaha samsiddhim paramam gataha. Everything other than me is dukkha alayam. It can be only a source of pain if you depend on them. Therefore, enjoy the world without depending on the world. That is the teaching. Vedanta does not ask anyone to run away from the world or reject the world, but stand like a sakshi, a witness. Look at it and come away. Enjoy also perhaps. If you get stuck with any person or object or a position or a status or a situation, then you will be in trouble. Never get stuck to anything. Like the wind moves everywhere but never gets attached to anything. And what is the philosophy behind this teaching now? It is all people, objects, statuses or positions, they are all sheer namarupas. And where it is said, in this shloka it is said, kenapi mrit bhinnataya swarupam ghatasya darshayitum na shakyaha. Therefore, what is the conclusion? Ataha ghataha kalpitaha eva. Therefore, the substantiality of part is only your wrong imagination, wrong thinking, misconception. It's an error only. The substantiality belongs to the clay. And the transference of the substantiality of the clay to the pot is called mohaha. Mohaha is delusion. Ataha gataha mohat kalpitaha. So we add a name and we are trapped by the name. Can't we see all the fights and other things due to this name change? Whether it should be Chennai or Madras, whether it is Mumbai or Bombay or Kolkata or Calcutta, all these names and people's name also is spelled differently due to some numerology consideration. They will add an extra something. So these are all numerology beliefs. We are only trapped by the superficial. We never go to the substantiality at all. So Vedantin is the only one who just brushes aside the superficials and go to the substance. And there is only one substance, which is Brahman. Therefore he says, Mrideva Satyam. Clay alone is reality. Should be careful, it is in this example. Clay alone is Satyam is only in this example. So Paramartha Bhutam. In Tamil we call it Param Purul. Bhutam Purul. So Paramartha Bhutam means Artha. Purul is Artha. The ultimate substance, Paramartha, Param, Artha, Param Purul, is the Artha, that is this thing. Shloka 230. Sadbrahma karyam sakalam sadaiva tanmatrame tanna tato nyadastim astitiyo vaktina tasya mohaha vinirgato nidritavat prajalpaham. So in the previous two shlokas, the example was talked about to reduce every product to a property first and superimposition later. That was the development. And all these are all attacks on the karyam, the effect, namely the world. Because the world is the source of all my problems. Therefore, we have to attack the world only. In fact, we can make it to four stages also perhaps. So the world is first made to a karyam, and in which it is then reduced to a property, and then it is converted to a superimposition. So, dravyam to karyam, karyam to guna, guna to adhyasa. This is our progress. So, he says, sakalam sad brahma karyam. Sakalam, everything, every being or every situation, all of them are sad brahma karyam, are products of sad brahman only, which is pure existence. சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம தட் பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் தேர்ஃபோர் சதேவ ஆர் தெர் ஆர் சோ மெனி ரீடிங்ஸ் ஆர் சோ சதேவ ஆர் சத் ஏவம் ஆர் சதைவ ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் வேலிட் ஸோ சத் ஏவம் மீன்ஸ் இன் த சேம் மேனர் ஆஸ் சீன் இன் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் அண்ட் இஃப் இட் இஸ் சத் ஏவ இட் இஸ் எம்ஃபசிஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி ஏவ த வேர்ல்ட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் சத் பிரம்ம அண்ட் த தேர்ட் ரீடிங் இஸ் சதைவ ஸோ சதைவ மீன்ஸ் சதா ஏவ ஆல்வேஸ் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் அ ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ஆல்வேஸ் ஸோ வாட் இஸ் த கன்க்ளூஷன் தன் மாத்திரம் ஏதத்து சின்ஸ் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ப்ராடக்ட் இட் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் எனி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன் தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் பிரம்ம பிரம்ம மாத்திரம் இட் இஸ் ஸோ செப்பரேட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஹேவ் வேர்ல்ட் ஸோ இட்ஸ் ஒன்லி பிரம்ம யதா மிருத் காரியம் மிருண் மாத்திரம் பவதி ததா பிரம்ம காரியம் பிரம்ம மாத்திரம் பவதி த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் பிரம்ம வித் வாட் நாம an addition of a new name. And the addition of name, nama, should not be taken as an addition of a substance. Tataha anyat nasti. There is no world, anyat, no world other than Brahman, nasti. Other than Brahman, no world, other than Brahman, anyat. So, tataha brahmanaha anyat nasti. Tataha means brahmanaha. அந்நத்து நாஸ்தி இட் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் பிரம்மா இட் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் அ நாம ரூபா ஓன்லி ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு சீ திஸ் ஃபேக்ட் யூ ஹவ் பிகம் எ வைஸ் பர்சன் அண்ட் இஃப் நாட் ஹீ சேஸ் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டில் கண்டினியூயிங் டு ஸ்லீப் ஓன்லி யூ ஆர் நாட் வேக்கிங் அப் டு த ரியாலிட்டி சச் பீப்புள் இன் த கண்டினியூடு ஸ்லீப்பினஸ் யூஸ் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் யூ நோ இன் த மார்னிங் வென் யூ கெட் அப் சம்டைம்ஸ் இட் மே பி வின்டர் ஆர் வாட் எவர் டே இட் இஸ் You are so sleepy even after getting up. You go to the bathroom. So instead of using the toothpaste, people use perhaps a shaving cream. All these things, because they are still so sleepy. Or they may use a tooth powder as vibhuti and all that thing. So ubhayataha prajna avastha. They are still sleepy people. They are only partially woken up. So he says, as long as you say there is a world, you are prattling in dream only. So, yaha asti iti vakti. Suppose a person says there is a substantial world other than Brahman, he need not say it. If he behaves like that, Swami Chinmayananda, actually he tells a nice story it seems. A person thought that he is a worm. And he was afraid of every bird because the bird takes the worm and eats it. So he was taken then to a psychiatrist and a worm was shown and he was also shown in the mirror. And so, are you the worm? The psychiatrist asked him repeatedly. So, worm naham, I am not the worm, I am not the worm. He went on repeating and then after a long time, the patient said, Doctor, I have understood, I am not a worm. Maybe after 2-3 years of practice and all that thing. Then the doctor said, okay, I can now discharge you, you can go. He never experienced a bird so far because while he was in the hospital, he never saw one. So when he came out, the first bird he saw, he rushed back to the doctor and said, oh doctor, I saw a bird. But the doctor said, you know you are not a worm, why are you afraid? For which the patient said, I know I am not a worm, but I am not sure whether the bird also knows whether I am not a worm. So he did not say, I am not a worm, but he was afraid of the bird. So that was his status. As long as there is fear of the bird, I am not a worm is only verbal. Similarly, I may keep on saying, I have understood Viveka Chudamani, Brahma Sutra, Upanishads, all of them. But my response to the world continues to be the same. That means whatever I say is verbal only. So Shankaracharya, he uses strong words here. He says, Nidritavati Prajalpaha. Nidritavati. All his Vedantic words. They, all those words are mere words. They are like a person talking in sleep. So they call, you know, somnoloquism or something like that. So why? Mohaha na vinirgataha. Mohaha means sleep. Nidra. So ajnana nidra or moha nidra, that has not gone for him. Therefore, they are all walking and talking in sleep as it were. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 231. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈ ವೇದಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮಿತ್ಯೇವ ವಾಣಿ ಶ್ರೌತಿ ಬ್ರೂತೇರ್ಥ ಬ್ರೂತೇತರ್ವನಿಷ್ಠಾವರಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ತಸ್ಮಾದೇತತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಹಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ನಾದಿಷ್ಟಾನಾದ್ಭಿನ್ನತಾರೋಪಿತಸ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಶ್ರುತಿ, ಯುಕ್ತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನುಭವ. ತ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಶ್ರುತಿ ದ ವೇದಾ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್, ಯುಕ್ತಿ ಲಾಜಿಕ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಅನುಭವ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನ್, ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿ ದರ್ಶನ ದಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫಾಲೋ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ನಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಪಿಲ್ಲರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಲಿಡಿಟಿ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್, ಲಾಜಿಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟ್ ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್. ಎ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ದಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಅವರ್ ಡೈಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he gives the Shruti support here from the Mundaka Upanishad. There is a well-known mantra that comes actually in the second section, last shloka. Brahmai Vedam Amritam Purastat Brahma Paschat Brahma Dakshinatascha Uttarena Adascha Urdvancha Prasritam Vishwam Idam Varishtam. This is a Mundaka Upanishad sloka, very, very famous sloka. When you have been talking about, what you have been talking about, this world as world is really not a world. It is only a word. This sloka very emphatically says. But the substance behind that is Brahman. And what is that? Nothing but I. He will say later, not now. Similarly, if you see the even the progress of science, if you really look at it, the entire world is reduced to, you know, 100 plus elements, 103 or so elements. Originally there were 92, 93, then 99, then it became 103. So the periodic table, people who are familiar with science, you know, they know this periodic table. So that gives so many elements. So the entire world is reduced to only these elements. And then they were reduced to these atoms, and Dalton theory said atom cannot be further broken. In fact, they say the very word atom means that the final substance. And they have broken the atom also into subatomic particles and further reducing them to quarks and all that. And later they say, as you go deeper and deeper, the external matter does not seem to exist separate from the observer. And what is observer? We say that is Brahman, long, long ago. So the ultimate irreducible substance is the observer. Everything observed is non-substantial. And all the non-substantial observed world can be reduced into the irreducible observer. Who said this? Mundaka Upanishad said this. Brahmaiva idam vishvam. That's what it said. Brahmaiva idam vishvam. The whole universe is Brahman. Iti atharva nishta varishta shrauti vani brute. In this shloka. So this is a very, very beautiful statement. Vani means the Mundaka Upanishad mantra. Acharya is quoting from the Mundaka Upanishad this mantra. And what type of vani? Varishta vani, the great statement. And why it is a great statement? Because that statement negates the world itself. How powerful it must be. The world negating statement, which reduces the world into a mere word. World loses L and becomes a word. Shankaracharya, he wrote a Pratasmarna Stotra, beautiful shlokas. Yam neti neti vachanaihi nigama avochan tam deva devam ajam achyutam ahuragriyam pratarnamami. It's a popular stotra of Adishankara. Pratasmarami kriti samspurate atmatattvam. He says daily morning, you remember this fact. What fact? The world is only a word. Then what is the substance? I am the substance. And when you say the world is affecting me, you are indirectly saying world is affecting the substance. The world affects, not the world affects. Can any word affect the substance? Can it? It can never. And since you forget this during the day-to-day transaction, the Acharya says, start the day with this remembrance, Pratasmarana. If you remember this fact throughout the day, whatever crisis comes to you, it will be all like a movie only. Why should I be afraid of it? When will I be afraid of the movie?
when I forget the screen. And who is the screen of the movie? I am the screen. And that is why it is called the movie. Swamiji says, Movati ich movi, that which moves you. If you forget the screen, it will move you. You will cry along with them. Similarly, the world movie also moves us. If we forget the screen, Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantarkatam, we saw it in Dakshinamurti Stotram. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, this Mundaka Mantra, Mundaka Upanishad Mantra, Varishta Mantra, the world negating mantra, the mantra that negates the world. And where does this mantra occur? Atharvanishta, occurring in the Atharvana Veda. Mundaka Upanishad belongs to the Atharvana Veda. So we should not think Atharvana Veda, Mundaka Upanishad is in the Atharvana Veda. So Atharvanishta Shrauti Vani Brute. Therefore, tasmat etat vishvam brahma matram. This whole universe, etat vishvam, is nothing but brahman. Because aropitasya adhishtanat binnata nasti. A superimposed name like that. For example, like a pot. It cannot exist separately from the substantial clay. Similarly, the superimposed name, the world, cannot exist separate from the substance, namely Brahman. We are still saying Brahman. Brahman only because we have not come to Jiva Brahma Aikyam yet. So that's why we are still calling only Brahman, Brahman. And what is the next stage now? That Brahman is myself. And therefore, there is no world separate from me. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad, the conclusion is so beautiful. The Bhrigavalli last portion, where the Jnani, he jumps with joy and he says, he sings in Samaganam, Ahamannam, 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 Ahamannado, Ahamannado, Ohamannadaha, Ahagishlo, Kakrit, Ahagishlo, Kakrit, Ahagishlo, Kakritim. So I am the subject, I am the object, I am the instrument, I am the experience, I am the consequence, everything I am. So this is the teaching. So na adhishtanat aropitasya binnata nasti. The superimposed cannot exist separate from the adhishtana. Very important shloka, very important derivation. Shloka 232. Satyam yadisya jagate tadatmanaha anantatvahani nirgama pramanatam asatyavaditvamapishitusyat naitatrayam saduhitam mahatmanam. So in the previous shloka, Shankaracharya, he pointed out that the world is not a substance. There is only one substance, which is Brahman. So in this shloka, the Acharya says, suppose you accept the world as an independent substance, for the sake of argument. You accept the world as an independent substance and Brahman is another independent substance, then what will be the problem? He says, there are many negative consequences to that acceptance. The cascading effect that leading to many, many problems. And those problems are listed here. And therefore, you should not accept the world as substantial. He says, Yadi jagat satyam syat. For the sake of argument, let us suppose that the world is real, satyam. Like several other systems of philosophies. Like for example, the Sankhya philosophy, the Yoga, the Nyaya, and the Vaisheshika, Dvaitam, Visishtadvaitam, all of them. They say world is real. Advaitin is the only minority person who says world is unreal. So, because of majority vote, if the world is taken as real, then what will be the consequence? Atmanaha anantatva hanihi. Brahman, here Atmanaha refers to Brahman, will lose the status of being infinite. Because world is also real, Brahman is also real, there will be two realities. And therefore, each reality will limit the other. There will be desha paricheda, space-wise limitation. There will be kala paricheda,
time-wise limitation. And finally, there will be Vastu Paricheda also. Vastu Paricheda means status-wise limitation. One status. This is called status limitation. So, space limitation we can understand. If there is only one person in a room, let us say, and as even the second person enters the room, the space gets limited. Suppose the second person who enters the room is not a real person but a shadow, it is not going to limit the room. Shadow being mithya, it cannot limit, whereas satyam, second thing, will limit. If the world is satyam, then Brahman will be limited. This is Desha Paricheda. And whatever spatial limitation, wherever spatial limitation comes, time-wise limitation also will come, because space and time are interconnected. And then what is Vastu Paricheda? That is, just by enjoying a particular status, I automatically lose or exclude all other statuses. Only when we give an example, we can understand. For example, if I claim I am a human being, that is a status. Automatically, what do I say without saying so? I say, I am not an animal, I am not a plant, I am not a mountain, I am not an ocean. Therefore, humanness, that limits me by excluding animalness, plantness, oceanness, all those things. This is called Vastu Paricheda. Status-wise or property-wise limitation. A chair is limited by chairness. That means what? By enjoying chairness, it misses tableness, it misses deskness, it misses podiumness, it misses something else, also all other things. Similarly, if Brahman and world are two separate entities, Brahman, by being Brahman, will lose the world status. And the world will lose the Brahman status. That is not a problem, since already world is already limited. But Brahman losing world status is called Vastu Paricheda. Therefore, if the world is real, the first problem is what? Brahman loses Anantatvam, infinitude. So Shankaracharya says, Anantatva Hanihi. Hani means loss. Of what? The status of Anantatvam, infinitude. Then the student might ask this question, let Brahman lose his status, so what? Let Brahman lose his status, so what? Why should you assume that Brahman should enjoy Anantatva status? There is no need to assume that Brahman should enjoy the infinitude status. Why can't we say Brahman also is limited? Like many theologists, they say that Lord is elsewhere and world is elsewhere. Lord is in some heavens and the world is elsewhere. And according to them, Lord is a person sitting in Kailasa, Vaikuntha, Satyaloka, all are symbolic. And there are people who believe that God is a physical person. And so in their philosophy, it is okay that God is limited because he is a physical person. And why can't we think that God or Brahman is a separate entity and let him be finite also? So what? What is wrong? So Shankaracharya says that cannot be. Because if Brahman is taken as limited, then the Shruti definition, the Veda definition of Brahman will become falsified. And what is the Vedic definition of Brahman? Brahma vidha apnoti param tadesha abhyanukta tadesha abhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahman is defined in the Veda as anantam. And if one negates Vedas, then Veda will be no more a reliable source of knowledge. Because if you have to believe that Veda has to be negated, then Veda will no more enjoy the status of the reliable source of knowledge, Pramana. This is called Veda Apramanata. And here the word Nigama. Nigama refers to Veda. So, Nigama Apramanata. So, Veda Apramanata. So, because of the Veda being Apramanam, Pramanam, Apramanam, then one might say, let it be so. Why not Veda be Apramanam? Doesn't matter. Let Veda be not Pramanam at all. Why should I accept Veda as a source of knowledge at all? I don't even know who wrote it. So, why should I accept Veda as the Pramanam, source of knowledge?
It may be the view of the rishis perhaps. Why should I accept? We may ask all those questions. Further, Shankaracharya, he is not giving the answer here. Because according to him, the very study of Viveka Chudamani has started with the assumption of Veda as Pramanam. Because for a student to be eligible, he is supposed to have Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti, Viveka, Vairagya, Samadhi Shatka Sampatti. And in Samadhi Shatka Sampatti, one of the most important qualities is what? Shraddha. Shraddha is faith. Faith in Shruti. So, one has to believe in what the Vedas say. So, that is the criterion for a person to be a student of this. So, if you are going to question Veda Pramanyam, then this is not the place to discuss for that person, because he is starting with the assumption he is not believing in Veda. He doesn't have Shraddha in that. So, for that person, we will teach him separately. When we entered into Viveka Chudamani, one of the requirements is Shraddha. And we have assumed Veda as Pramana. And this teaching is for such Astikas only. For the Astika means the one who accepts Vedic validity. For Nastikas who don't believe in this, we will have separate discussion for them to show why Veda is authority. There is a separate discussion. In Vedic tradition, actually no one wants to be called a Nastika at all. This is a very, very strange thing. Nobody wants to be called a Nastika. In those days, if someone is described as a Nastika, that person will even commit suicide. He doesn't want to be called a Nastika. Not only Veda Pramanyam will go away, if Brahman is told as not Anantam, Veda comes under Shruti, Shankaracharya says, even Smriti Pramanam will lose its validity. The Smriti being, for example, here Gita. So Shruti Pramanam, even Smriti Pramanam. Bhagavad Gita is a smriti. So he says, Yishituhu asatyavaditvam apisyat. Not only Veda will become apramanam, Gita also will become apramanam. Gita means Ishvara's teaching. The Lord himself has directly taught, because all the Astikas, they admit that Gita is the teaching of Narayana himself. Parthaya pratibodhitam bhagavata narayanena swayam. Narayanena swayam. And Krishna's words, they also will become falsified. Gita was given by Lord Krishna. And when you don't accept it, even Krishna's words will become falsified. Therefore he says, Ishituhu Krishnasya asatyavaditvam syat. Krishna will become a liar then. How Krishna will become a liar? That Krishna will explain actually in the next shloka. Here he tells this much. If the world is taken, Shankaracharya will explain actually. If he tells this much, if the world is taken as real, Krishna's Gita teaching also will become invalid. How it is going to be explained later. So, Ishituhu asatyavaditvam apisyat. There will be three consequences. So, what are the three consequences? Brahman will become limited, number one. Veda will become invalid, number two. And number three, Gita or Krishna's teaching, that also will become invalid. All these three consequences will happen if world is taken as a substance. These are the three doshas. And an Astika Purusha will never accept these three doshas. Yetatrayam Mahatmanam Na sadhu. These three defects will not be acceptable to Mahatmas. See Adi Shankara's statement. Every Astika, he calls him a Mahatma, Mahanatma. And according to Manusmriti, a Nastika, however great he may be, Manusmriti is very strong. However great a Nastika can be, he comes under the Asura category. He doesn't call him a human being. He calls him an asura. He will go to Naraka only. Ya veda bahya smritayaha yascha kascha kudrishtayaha sarvasta nishpala pretya sarvasta nishpala pretya tamo nishtahita smritaha. Manusmriti says that. In fact, we won't even talk with any Nastika at all. Those days, the Astikas were so strong that they didn't want to even talk to a Nastika. They don't deserve to be addressed by us. That was their belief those days. That was the importance that was given to the Vedas, the Shruti. If at all we criticize the Nastika, we don't do that to any Nastika directly. We don't tell them at all. We will only tell the Astikas, the Doshas in the Nastika Vada. That's all we will tell to the Astikas. We won't tell anything to the Nastika and say that the world is wide enough. You can live your life, we will live our life. That's all they will say. They won't get into any controversy unless they themselves are interested to learn. So we will never talk to a Nastika about the doshas in the Nastika Vada at all. We will only tell the Astikas what is lacking. Therefore, Etatrayam, these three, Etatrayam is these three, Mahatmanam, Astikanam, for the Astikas who are Mahatmas, na sadhu. It is improper. Not only it is improper, Shankaracharya says, na hitam. It is not good for your progress in life also. Not only it is not good for your progress in life. Here Shankaracharya, he talks as a well-wisher to us and says, be an Astika. It is neither good for you nor proper to be an Astika. In the last line, there is a Naitatrayam. That's a beautiful this thing. How to split that actually? Etatrayam. These three assumptions. Mahatmanam na sadhu. For the Astikas, these three ideas are not proper to accept. And nahitam. Continuing, Shloka 233.
Ishvaro vastu tatvajnyaham nachaham teshvavastitaham nacha masthani bhutani itye vameva vyachiklupat.
He is now explaining the third dosha which was mentioned in the previous shloka. And what were the three doshas in accepting the world as real? Jagat satyatve trayaha doshaha. What are those? Brahman will be limited, Shruti will become invalid, and Gita will become invalid. Now he explains the third one, how Gita will become, Bhagavad Gita will become invalid. He says, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna establishes the unreality of the world, the Jagan Mityatvam, the Mityatvam of Jagat. And where does he explain? In the 9th chapter, in the 4th shloka, he says, Maya tadamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastitaha. That's what he says there. And then, nacha matstani bhutani pashyame yoga maishwaram bhuta brinnacha bhutastaha mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. So, the 4th and the 5th shloka of the 9th chapter, that's what Krishna is talking about. There also, the second line of the 4th shloka and the first line of the 5th shloka, what does Krishna say there? In the first portion, he says, I support the world. Therefore, I am the supporter and the world is supported by me. But the world does not support me, I am supporter. It is like saying what? The desk supports the book does not support the desk. This is called Adhara Adheya Sambandha. Adhara Adheya Sambandha or supporter supported relationship. And Krishna says, Ishvara is supporter and the world is supported. Ishvara is independent, world is dependent. This is the first part of the teaching. But here there is a problem. What is the problem? We said desk is supporter and book is supported. That means what? There are two things. Similarly, here also Ishvara is the supporter and world is supported means there are also two things. And Krishna knows this and says in the next line, Nacha matthani bhutani. There is no world in me. Previously he said, the world is in me. Matthani sarva bhutani. In the next line he says, it is not. Then how do we reconcile these two? They are both contradicting statements. Both are made by the same mischievous Krishna.
and we can reconcile this only in one way. When you say a thing and in the next moment you say the thing is not, it is possible under only one circumstance. When the thing is neither existent category nor non-existent category, but it is seemingly existent category, whatever is seemingly existent, we can say it is existent from one angle and it is non-existent from another angle. Exactly like our dream. When dream is existent from one angle, because we experience that as real when we dream. The dream can even frighten me. The sweating can continue even after waking up. So, dream is existent from the angle of experience. But on waking up, whatever one has experienced in dream, that cannot be really counted as the second thing. For example, you had $1 million and in your dream you made $1 million. After waking up, how much money you had? You did not have $2 million, you continued to have only $1 million. The second million you experience, but you cannot count it. All such things which have such experience but cannot be counted as real, they are all called mithya, which is existent also from one angle and non-existent from another angle. They are called seemingly existent. To put in one word, they are called seemingly existent. So there is Brahman alone, and world cannot be factually existent, even though experience-wise it is. So experientially it is existing, but factually it doesn't. That is what he says here. Ishwaraha vastu tatvajnaha vechiklupate. Lord Krishna, he says, vechiklupate means Ishwaraha, refers to Lord Krishna. So vechiklupate means he taught, he mentioned, he said. What did he say? That is within quotation. Nachaham teshvavastitaha. This is the Gita 9th chapter 4th shloka that we just read. Nachaham teshvavastitaha and nachamastani bhutani. Again the quote of the 9th chapter 5th shloka. So the Acharya is directly quoting from shloka 9, shloka 4 and 5 of chapter 9. And the meaning, as we said earlier, world is in me, world is not in me. Krishna says both. And how should we understand? World is seemingly in me. So mithyatvam, that is the mithyatvam, that is what is taught. That is, if the world is real, Krishna cannot say, world is not in me. The very fact that Krishna negates the world, that indicates that world is only seemingly existent. Iti evam, Ishwaraha vechiklapate. Okay. Then Krishna may say, world is unreal. But why should I accept Krishna? Krishna, let Krishna say world is unreal or real, doesn't matter. Why should I accept it? Further Shankaracharya says, Ishwaraha vastu tadvajnaha. The Lord is the one who knows the reality. You may be confused or I may be confused. Anyone can criticize anyone else. If one human being can criticize another, another also can criticize. For example, Shankaracharya may be refuted by another Acharya. Same thing, another Acharya may be another Acharya. All these are all human beings, they can be all refuted. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Ishwaraha vastu tatvajnaha, the Lord who knows the reality, he has mentioned this. It is mentioned by the Lord. Not by Vyasacharya, Shankaracharya or any other Acharya. It is mentioned by the Lord himself, who is Tatvajnaha, who knows the reality. Suppose the person says that I don't accept Krishna as God, it can keep on going, right? People can keep on, you know, saying all these arguments. That is why Advaita literature, it keeps on extending. Because if at one point we have to admit, yes, Shruti Pramanam, that's what Advaita starts with. If people go on questioning all that thing, then it can keep on extending. But one thing is, any amount one can talk, there will be always someone who will not accept. That is how the entire argument, that is how the development, intellectual development continues. We just tell them, all the best to you, please live and let others live also. That's what Swamiji says. And the discussion might continue, but the truth can be only one, as the Lord. So it should be supported by, if the world is supposed to be real, then we have to understand the consequences as described in the shlokas, very important shlokas. We'll stop here and continue next week. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya ya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna, Namaste, Narayana.